One-third of the world's population is estimated to be infected with tuberculosis. That gives you some idea of the challenge that hundreds of governments, nonprofits, and scientists have taken on when they announced a plan that they say could stop TB by the year 2015. They say $3 billion per year would fund new drugs and get treatments to people who need them. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Direct observable therapy, or DOTS, is still the backbone of fighting tuberculosis. That's where community health workers deliver treatment and watch to make sure the patient takes the medicine. A complete course can take up to 6 months. Not nearly enough people in countries burdened with high cases of the disease are reached by DOTS programs. But Dr. Bobby John of India says his government has shown that it can be done.
About 2002, we had about 300 million people effectively covered with TB services out of a 1 billion population. In March of 2006, we're talking about the entire population being covered with TB services. So that's a remarkable scale-up story. Not much has been talked about it. When you scale up a program from 30% of the population to 100% of the population, and you're talking about a population size that's a billion plus, it means some significant amount of resources has gone in, a significant amount of thinking and planning has gone in, and on the ground, it's beginning to create an impact.
So far, more than 5 million people have been treated, and he says that up to 1 million lives have been saved by the program. The next step is to bring treatment closer to where sick people are.
We probably need to do more now to further go down closer to where people are, so that somebody who's sick and coughing does not need to travel 30 kilometers over non-existent roads, but finds it much closer.
That's the plan the Alliance says needs to be in place in poor countries around the world. Dr. Marie Freire, the head of the Global Alliance for TB Drug Development, says researchers are trying to come up with treatments that don't require a patient to take 11 pills a day for up to 6 months.
Current TB treatment works. That, in some instances, means taking 11 different pills every day for 2 months. And then you take two additional drugs for the remaining of the four-month period. You can imagine that when people have to take that kind of a regimen, they feel better after a short period of time, and then they stop taking their treatment. What happens is people develop multidrug-resistant tuberculosis, for which the treatment is much more difficult, much lengthier, and for which we frankly are running out of drugs.
And Freire says through the efforts of the Alliance, promising new drugs to treat TB could be available as early as 2010. But all of this takes money. Yesterday, the British, Dutch, and Irish governments announced donations totaling $14 million to accelerate the development of new TB drugs. Dr. Jeffrey Sachs of the Earth Institute at Columbia University says the overall plan will require $3 billion a year from countries like the U.S.
To put that in perspective, that is $3 per year from each of us. That's all. We're talking about a cup of coffee once per year from a Starbucks. You do that over a decade, that's $30 billion. That shows how affordable is this fight against this massive killer.
Sachs says there's momentum now and a coherent plan to fight a disease that's caused suffering over the years. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, New York.